Good morning. Skies are partly sunny across interior New York and New England, and temperatures are on the pleasant side, with most everyone starting in the 50s to around 60 degrees. That sunshine will help push temperatures through the 60s and toward the 70 degree mark, but also clouds will increase and thicken, first in the lower Hudson Valley and Catskills, then points north as we go through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon. A storm system over the Ohio Valley will team up with a low pressure center and both head in our direction during the day today. After the clouds thicken, rain showers will develop again first in southern New York and New England and head points north as we get deeper into the afternoon. Eventually, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will turn into a steady rain as we approach sunset. Temperatures will top out in the upper 60s and lower 70s, depending on how long the rain holds off. As we get into the night tonight, more rain and thunderstorms likely, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 50s to around 60 for overnight lows. The storm system is a relatively slow mover, and there could be some lingering rain showers or even a thunderstorm first thing on Tuesday morning. Then a drier trend will begin as the cold front sweeps through New England and off the coast. Clouds will give way to increasing sunshine during the morning on Tuesday, and in the afternoon we will enjoy more sun and highs in the lower 70s. A new area of high pressure will build in late Tuesday and especially Tuesday night. This will set us up for a sunny and dry day on Wednesday with highs reaching the mid-70s. Another system will approach from the west on Thursday with increasing clouds, and a wave of low pressure will develop along the eastern seaboard. And once again, the two systems will combine to produce showers and thunderstorms during the day Thursday and into Thursday night. High temperatures due to the clouds and showers will be held into the middle and upper 60s. Behind this system, still a few showers on Friday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs rebounding into the lower 70s. And right now it looks dry to start the weekend on Saturday with a chance of showers on Sunday, with highs both days in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a broad area of low pressure interacting with deep tropical moisture will continue to produce periods of heavy rain with possible flash flooding across portions of the southeast. Flash flooding will remain a particular concern along the southern Appalachians from upstate South Carolina through western North Carolina into southwestern Virginia, where several inches of rain has already fallen and numerous floods have been reported. Southeasterly winds will continue to draw deep moisture into this region and points north as the system will finally be dislodged by a strong cold front approaching from the west, with rain spreading into the mid-Atlantic and central and northern Appalachians today and tomorrow. This strong cold front will continue to sink south across the southern plains, with daytime highs expected to remain 20 to 30 degrees below normal across portions of West Texas. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 55 degrees with the south wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 45, 72% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers and thunderstorms near 70, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with showers developing and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 83 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 66, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 1.33 inches for the month, which is 15 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 17.05 inches for the year, which is 1.09 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 55. The record high 96 set in 2008, and the record low 36 in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Some morning sunshine, then increasing clouds with showers moving in late today and highs in the upper 70s. More rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with rain moving in today, highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, some morning sunshine and increasing clouds with showers moving in later today and highs around 70. More rain tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with rain moving in today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some morning sun, then increasing clouds with showers moving in later today and highs around 70. More rain tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, lows near 60. Region-wide for Tuesday, early morning showers, then increasing sunshine, lower 70s. Sunny in the mid-70s on Wednesday. Showers and storms likely Thursday in the upper 60s. Partly sunny and breezy with a few showers Friday in the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday in the mid-70s, and a chance of shower Sunday, staying in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.